It's playing off my phone. Sylvie, oh my God. Sylvie.
Are we ready? We're feeling good. We're manually fading it out. Hi, welcome to In the Hot Seat with, well, this is the situation with
Sylvie
and Carrera.
You got replaced.
Did I get replaced? This is a very, very special episode. Oh, and you're, once again, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Chaus Freeform Radio. This is a very, very special episode for us. As you can tell, it's sort of a different vibe in the studio today because Joey, our lovely co-host, is now in the hot seat.
Hey, guys.
And his favorite line this whole time we've been doing this show is, I'm not in the hot seat, you are. Mm-hmm. So for this whole episode today, you can't say that.
Yeah, the karma's got me. Yeah. So.
Well, for context, Joey and I have been doing this show for 2 years, and we always said that our final two shows, we will be in the hot seat to just, like, if you can't take it, you can't dish it. Mm-hmm. So
important.
We're ready to put yourself in the hot seat. It is. We're ready to be here. Sylvie was one of our guests last time.
Yes. And with my good friend, Yael.
Yeah. And she's excited to to co-host for the first time.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Well, Joey, anything you want to say before we get started?
I'm going to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Mm. And cool. I'm not afraid to say a name, so.
Perfect. Well, that's what we like on this show.
Yeah, I feel like it's only fair. If I request it from other people, I should be giving it myself.
That's true.
I agree.
Well, first things first, we're going to start with something from your childhood. Okay. That I just feel like it's good to get the background information on a person before we go into recent matters. You have recently showed us videos and recordings of you playing a certain character in a musical. Do you want to speak to this?
Yeah, so I did theater in middle school, and I played the Tin Man in The Wiz, which is predominantly, typically a black production.
Famously. It's about, you know, black power and black pride. Yeah. That's basically the theme of the whole show. Yeah. Are you proud of your involvement?
I'm not proud of my involvement in that. I was also the rabbi in Fiddler on the Roof, which I'm not Jewish, so I'm sorry about that. I was also in Once on This Island, but I did play the white guy's father.
Okay.
So that one's in the clear, but technically, that was a questionable production. I really do think, though, my starring role was as Pinocchio twice, in two separate productions, one at school and then one in this external theater company.
Wow.
And I really played the bleep out of Pinocchio.
Mm. Would you say that you did the Tin Man justice?
I would say someone else probably should have played that role.
If you were offered the role again on Broadway, and they were like, Yeah. We really need you for the Tin Man in The Wiz. Like, this is your one opportunity to be on Broadway. Would you take it?
It is kind of sad looking back because it's the only time I was ever, like a main character in, like, a show. So that's something to consider. But I would not take this role again.
Okay.
Wow.
That's good to hear.
Sorry about that.
Anything to say to your younger self now?
I didn't really have a choice at the time. You know,
that's what they always say.
You have to do it.
I'm sure you could have turned down the role.
You're just following orders.
I wasn't woke enough. I don't think I realized. I wasn't awake of the problematic.
It's beautiful.
Nature of the show. Mm. At how old was I? Like 13, 14?
Yikes. Yeah. Speaking of sister, I've been there too, but we don't have to get into that.
It's okay. It's okay. Well, speaking of like career choices and and shifts, we would just love to start this segment that we are calling Craigslist.
What do you know about Craigslist, Joey?
I really don't. I'm not that familiar personally.
Really? If they said you would know.
Yeah, I said I wasn't going to lie. Okay, yes. I have perused Craigslist before in the past.
And also, questionably, you have taken money from a Trump supporter.
Ooh. Who said that?
As you were.
Oh, I did take money from Well, and you know what? Sometimes you have to pocket the money.
Okay, do you want to speak to this experience or your trials and tribulations on this app?
So over the summer, I didn't have a job. I was really applying to everywhere, but Whole Foods didn't want me, 7-Eleven didn't want me, oof, Dunkin' Donuts didn't want me. I mean, like, literally no one wanted me, so that's quite concerning going into the job market. The only place that would hire me was for free, and it was Poozle, and they immediately ghosted me. So that's something to consider. So I was in a low moment and I wanted to stay in Boston, so I had to make some cash. And, you know, I did take a position to do some office cleaning.
From Craigslist.
So yeah. I cleaned someone's office.
And was anything special about, like, your cleaning? Like, did he want to hire you because, like, you were a really good cleaner?
Mm-hmm. I was stripped down to my underwear.
Oh.
And then, so that was I think for 160, you know, I cleaned for like an hour, and
very
then
classy. 160 an hour.
Yeah, just
yeah, that's pretty good.
And then I bought all my friends crumble cookie with that money afterwards.
You did.
Hashtag kind.
That's true. That was beautiful.
Pay it forward. And then my second gig was a really maybe famous artist.
Famous.
Who? Well, I said maybe. And he wanted to draw someone, so I said, you can draw me. And he drew me for $400.
Wow. That's
pretty good.
For 1 hour of work.
Upped your rate.
Huh?
You upped your rate.
Well, I just go with what the rate was set at the on the thing. But technically, it was a two-hour job, but I was just so good at my job. Yeah. I got it. Mm. I got that full pay.
Where did you meet this man?
I met him in, I think, a place that he was renting.
Mm. Into his house.
It wasn't giving, like, I live there all the time. It might have been, like, this is one of my, like, places that I live when I, like, travel for business kind of thing.
But you went to his house.
But his place of residence.
Well, I met outside, you know, and then I did go into, yes, I went in.
And then that's when he drew you.
And that's when he drew
and
me.
And what was your state while being drawn? Was it also, you know, similar to the cleaning?
Yeah, it was also in my underwear.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the drawings right here if you would like to look at them and say anything about them.
Yeah, I mean, it's me on a boat, even though I was on the couch.
He's creative.
So he was imagining things. So that's why, like, I like to support small artists. And yeah, so it's me on a boat.
If only this were a visual medium.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not.
And what about this one?
Yeah, so that's, he kind of...
it's a lot of creative liberties.
Well, I mean, there was a big window, but he did judge it up a little bit.
He kind of drew you like you were like in a New York City penthouse or something.
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of the vibe, but it was, you know, Boston, and it was, you know, a smaller window, but it's still, you know, great.
Well,
view.
If this man contacted you again, would you
So out? I fully did reach out to him, and he didn't respond to me, so I got ghosted.
Wow.
So that's something to consider, but it was really easy money, and I really would have done it again if I could have, but alas, I could not.
You could not.
But I enjoyed my, well, I don't know about enjoy. Well, you know what? At the end of the day, I love money, so anything for money.
Well, anything for money.
Well, let me not go that far. I would lower my morals slightly for money.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't hurt anyone.
Mm. Just yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful. What was your favorite gig that you did?
My favorite gig was probably none of them. But yeah, maybe the artist, you know. I made the most money.
Well, so. What about the most recent one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there was one very recently that occurred because I was going on spring break and, you know, I wanted to have a little bit of cash so that I could pay for the trip. And I was photographed as someone's muse. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And how did that make you feel?
The light did kind of fade from my eyes in the beginning. Well, for all of it, but you know, you have to be an employee, so I'm not afraid to work.
How much money did you get for that one?
I made $300 from that hour.
Honestly, you should have been paid more.
Yeah. And he was a professional photographer? He had like a whole setup? Or
no, so he did use an iPhone. And at some points he used the portrait mode feature. The one where it goes black and white.
Oh, beautiful.
And it like where like the background is black and then like you like are like in black and white popping out. So.
And all of these were found on Craigslist.
They were, yeah.
And all of these were just by like looking at what, like, tag? Like, odd jobs or, like...
I was looking at gigs under jobs.
Okay.
And sometimes talent gigs.
And when you would would reach out to these men, what would you normally say? Like, oh, hi, I'm...
I would say, I'm a college student, 6'2", 175 pounds. And then I would include two shirtless photos.
Wow.
I think.
And they would always respond.
Yeah, I would always get a response.
Did you ever feel any type of concern about sending random people on the internet photos of yourself and your statistics?
If that's what brings me down, so be it.
You're right with that. Did you ever have any concern meeting any of these people, like going to their houses or like feeling unsafe?
Well, a lot of them were, how do I say this, older men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do think I could take an older man in a fight.
But what if somebody was like baiting you?
Well.
Yeah.
I'm the master at that. I'm kidding.
Oh.
Well, no, they're not baiting me. I was just making a Darlene Mitchell joke.
No, it was actually juicy.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was juicy. Okay.
Well, just speaking of your history, you have been baited.
Yeah.
You got baited.
I have been baited. You did get. So, yeah, I did.
You did get got.
I fell for it.
You were. You were proven the realities of internet safety.
Yeah.
If you want to speak to this experience at all, I will say she fell for it.
Yeah. So another gig on Craigslist. This was going to be my third after the drawing one. The listing was like, oh, like I'm a painter visiting the town and I'm painting. So I, of course, you know, they were looking for a young athletic male around college age.
Yeah.
So, well, I fit the description and the cash is lovely. So I replied and they asked me to show up in colonial garb. And so.
What was the reason for the colonial garb?
I think they were trying to do a period piece.
Because it's Boston.
And famously, I have a wacky wardrobe.
Yeah.
So I had my white button up, I had my pelt, and I borrowed a top hat from my friends actually across from me right now.
Yeah.
Their house. And I went to the park and I was like, wow, this is going to be like the best one because it's in like an open area. Mm-hmm. Like no one's going to get me for sure. Mm-hmm. Turns out I was got. And behind the bush I was supposed to meet this person was three of my friends, Sylvie, Chloe, and Carrera, jumping out with a cake that said, she fell for it. And in that moment, I think my life flashed before my eyes. And
we, to speak on our point of view, we had been emailing, like having this email correspondence with you for like like a week.
It was not that long. I don't respond that much.
It was like a week. And our alter ego's name was Brian Flask.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept saying, like, okay, $300 for an oil painting, it'll take 1 to 2 hours, which if you know how long oil painting takes, it
it's well, not 1 to 2 hours.
Well, if you've seen the drawing of from the first guy, I don't expect these men to be professionals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we're like, okay, we want to meet you at the park. Like, we were planning all these things. And then we're like, oh my God, we should make him do something just like a little bit more, not just meet us at the park. Mm-hmm. Let's say that we're traveling from out of town and we like love the history of Boston. Let's have him dress up in colonial garb.
We really wanted him to wear one of our hats.
Yeah. And I did. I fell for it.
Yeah.
And he fell for it. And we kept being like, oh my God, like, this is so creepy. Like, I feel like our emails are so scary. Like, we literally were like, meet us behind this bush, behind this hill. Yeah. Like, it was very sketchy. And when we tricked you, your comment was, this was going to be so nice because this was not sketchy at all.
Yeah, no. The thing I was most upset about was I wasn't getting that $300. Yes. When they had the cake, I was like, but am I still getting that $300?
Like, yeah, you literally like, but am I still getting money? You're like, ooh, no.
So,
we said we would pay him an extra $100 if he showed up in the colonial garb. So he did, obviously.
I did, and I didn't get that money. Obviously. So something to think about.
Well, we initially were a little concerned about like baiting you with money in case you needed the money. And then we remembered that the last time you got money, you spent it all on Canes and Crumble within the next day. So we didn't feel
I didn't
bad
spend
about
all
it.
Of it, but you know, because I like to support my friends, so sue me.
Well, did you learn anything that day about like internet safety?
No, I continued to do it. So.
Perfect.
It is proof that anybody can be online. Yeah. Anybody can be baiting you, and you have been baited. Just
I mean,
remember
it's
that
true.
You did get baited, and you had no idea.
You had no idea.
And we were lying straight to your face for.
And we would ask you about it. We'd be like, "Oh my God, Joey, do you have that gig tomorrow?"
But like, imagine if I didn't do it, it would have ruined your bit. So you're
well,
welcome.
It would have, but you
it
did it.
But we got you.
Well, and I would do it again, just in case.
Just in case nobody's baiting you.
Just in case it's a bit.
Well, good to hear. Good to hear you haven't learned at all.
No.
Well, moving forward. Mm-hmm. Going back in time to last year.
Okay, not that far back.
Not that far back, no. You have been many a person I feel like to hear about, be talked about in the in the rumor mill. The Tufts rumor mill.
Yeah, this is before junior year, this was not a thing that I was privy to.
No, before junior year, Joey, I feel like nobody really spoke about you.
Yeah. Nobody spoke about me. I was, you know, freshman year, I was to myself. I had my little 4-person friend group. And then sophomore year, I had a boyfriend. So I was up in that world. And then I had a breakdown. So I was focused on me. And then junior year, I was like ready to bounce back.
And this is when everything sort of fell apart.
And I didn't start. You know what? I think you're going to talk about. This was done to me, and I think it unleashed an evilness into the world.
Well, yeah. So first things first. This is this has been asked. I mean, we've been asked to ask you this question. Did you rush ATO junior year to get with a man named Nick or Nico or whatever
his name is? Nick.
His Nick.
I did not rush to get with Nick. I did not. I mean,
and that's the truth.
That is the truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth. Maybe I wanted to maybe get with someone in ATO.
Oh,
but that wasn't the real intent. I was more just doing it because why the hell not? Like, it's something to do. I was going through it the semester before. Let's see the vibe. And Nick came to me and was like, I have no friends. No shade to Nick. He transferred that semester. And I was like, you know what? I'll be your friend. We'll do this together. I believe in us. And neither of us got in.
Well, at least you did it together. And at least there was a giant rumor spread about it.
And I do believe that the reason I didn't get in is because of this rumor.
Did you ever get with Nick after?
No.
Will you?
No, but I'm supposed to see him. he was supposed to come. I was supposed to have a darty this week, this Friday, and he was supposed to finally come, and I was excited about that, but it got canceled. So,
well, you couldn't even go.
So he might be at the next one.
Okay.
So get excited to meet Nick, everyone.
I'm excited.
Well, lovely guy.
So he didn't get in. You didn't get it in.
I did.
But there was this massive rumor spread about you.
Yeah.
Everyone was.
I mean, I can't believe that a rumor like this was spread about me. Like, that's why I was so.
Do you want to talk about like what, like how this rumor came to be? Because I think there was some uncovering that took place.
Well, yeah. So it was maybe like a week long process of uncovering on my private Instagram story where I was yelling at the wall. I do think that there was a leak at some point on my Instagram.
Who do you think it was?
Was he on my Instagram at the time? I think, no, it might have been Sam. So Tygan's boyfriend is named Sam, who is very close with Matthew O'Connor. Mm-hmm. And Sam was on my private Instagram, and after it was uncovered what had happened, I told Sam I had to remove him. He lost his privileges to be on. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he wants to join, he could follow again, and now everything is good. But at the time, I had
what happened? Like, what? I had to cut off the snake's head.
So, after weeks of searching, I find out that. So I was talking with Tygan, and Sam was there. We were like pre gaming or whatever, and this was the night I did throw up blood. So just to add fuel to the fire, I was just talking, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm rushing with because." So I did meet Nick on Tinder.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, I met this guy with on Tinder, But like, we're just we're friends now, and I'm really excited to, we're gonna rush together, This somehow got interpreted, telephoned, if you will, to Matthew O'Connor.
First last name.
Matthew O'Connor, who sent a video to us, which we'll get on that in a second. I haven't watched it. I haven't heard any of these. I don't know anything that's being talked about today. So yeah, Matthew O'Connor, what was I saying about him? Oh yeah, so he found out through Sam that whatever, and then it was interpreted that I was rushing to get with a guy. And so at the time, I was having like a situationship with Mikey Cox, which I look back on in disappointment for myself, when someone doesn't shower every day, when showers maybe twice a week max, that's not the type of person you want to be with. I know I like him a little smelly, but...
Yeah. Did he smell?
No, because he took sink showers, but just like the vibe of that.
What is
no.
that? I'm sorry.
Well, he would shower in the sink every day.
Every day?
Well, I think like after he went to the gym or something.
Getting in the shower?
I don't know his life. I begged him to take a shower. Well, he also had like a homoerotic relationship with his roommate, that's a separate issue. So this was another low moment for me. I was clinging to anything that felt like a relationship as someone who had just gotten out of one. And, well, to give more context to the story, during my little break that I had with my ex, sophomore spring, I did hook up with Matthew O'Connor. And that did happen. And so I think there might have been feelings hurt when he heard that I was having a situationship with Mikey Cox. So then at the Burren, he goes up to Mikey and he's like, "I have a secret to tell you." And Mikey's like, "What?" And he's like, "Well, you have to kiss me and make out with me to get the secret." And then, well, they made out. And then he told Mikey that I was allegedly... joining ATO to get with a guy.
Yeah.
And then Mikey Cox texts me that night and is like, he texts me like literally that. And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And then the next morning he's like, "Nothing, none of this happened." I'm like, "Well, why would you text me?" So then I was really like confused, and then I had to figure this all out. And that's
and
the story.
And this is what the story was.
Yeah. So, I was done wrong by every party involved, I would
say. Well, anything to say to any of these three, other gay men who are wrong.
You really woke up a beast inside of me, I think.
I do think that's true.
And yeah, that's really all I have to say. I think everyone but Mikey, I think, apologized.
Did you keep seeing Mikey after this?
Yes. Okay. But then it faded soon.
And you and Mikey, you were in this like kind of situationship-esque sort of situation, but to our knowledge, you guys only ever cuddled.
Yeah, I did. He would get really drunk, and then he would be like, "Do you want to come over?" And I'm like, "Okay." And then we would just cuddle.
Very classy.
Very classy. Yeah, I think you might have like answered this question already, but do you regret this relationship with him at all?
With Mikey Cox? I think it's helped me grow, and it's leveled up my standards. But I would say if I was given the choice to do it again, I would not do it again.
Wow.
Well, and then just speaking to Matthew, who we've already mentioned many a time, how is that relationship with him now?
I would say it's not good. I would say...
Is that your fault? Is that his fault? What's the story?
I think the relationship has evolved because for a while I was really upset with him about the situation, and then we made up. And then
you guys did.
It got messy because, like, I just felt like I was constantly apologizing for something that I really didn't do anything wrong. And I feel like a fool, and I don't like to be made feeling like I'm a fool. So personally, I do believe that Matthew O'Connor is a loser.
No, Joey.
I'm sorry. I know
Let's
you
make
guys.
It up. Let's make it up.
I mean, he lives above you, but I do believe that he is a loser. Oh, and I think that his story is really embarrassing. And I did have to mute it for a while. I did want to block him because I was so annoyed by the story. But I was told by my peers that it would be more classy to just mute. So,
So you don't want any type of positive relationship with Matthew O'Connor going forward? You don't want to make up?
I think if he comes up to me and we and he sparks a conversation, I could be possibly open to it. But there's no world where I come up to him ever again to try to rebuild something.
But is there a reason for this sort of like this, not hatred, that's kind of hard, but like dislike? Like, did anything happen? Like, were you wronged in another way? Or does it?
I think it's mostly just my own embarrassment for trying to be like super kind to someone who I don't know if they have the capabilities to hold relationships with other gay men. You know, I mean, like, there is obviously the context of we did hook up in the past, but I don't think we're able to move past that, unfortunately. But well, I, you know, if he comes up to me and he's like, I want to talk, I'll have a conversation with him and I'll see where it goes. But the bridge is burned on my end currently.
And what about what happened at the end of last semester with him? You say you kind of got together sophomore year, but that's not the last time.
So at the burlesque after party, I was going around apologizing to everyone because I did feel like I was a bad person towards the end of the semester. Because I had been running my mouth a little bit, and I was just going around to everyone apologizing, and I wasn't in I'm going to be so real. I was not present for the moment. I can't recite what occurred. Sylvie was there. If Sylvie wants to say what happened.
I was in this setting with Joey and with the aforementioned Matthew O'Connor
at the burlesque after party.
We're at the burlesque after party, and Joey is apologizing, and in my mind they're making up. It's very positive. It's a very sweet moment. I turn to look away from them for 1 second, and I turn back around, and Matthew O'Connor is in Joey's arms, and they are furiously making out. So what I thought was a sweet moment had some nefarious attitudes as undercurrents.
Do you know why that, how that happened at all? Or?
I think I came into the burlesque after party with the vibe of, because this is how I've been told, like, because that was my first semester doing burlesque, so I was like, anything goes. It's the world is your oyster. Just do whatever, and none of it ever will have
consequences. What is it?
Consequences, yes.
Honestly, yeah.
I mean, that is kind of the vibe.
Well, indeed, that is not how I felt leaving the party. Because at this party, I had also lost my phone. So I do want to redo at the burlesque after party.
Yeah.
But regardless, after I made this mistake, I immediately sent myself home.
Yeah.
And on my way home, I did, in a certain state. Sorry, I'm trying to be correct on the air. I sent a text to Matthew O'Connor, which was never responded to, but I did say he didn't have to respond. And it was me furiously apologizing for anything I had ever done and so on. And then later that night, I find out that he went home with Jacob Spivak. And I heard that something was going around with that, but that's just what I heard from the grapevine.
Okay.
But regardless, I was like, okay, like, it's somewhat embarrassing that this event occurred for me. You could say I felt used, but used for a kiss. Used for a kiss.
You felt used. How did you feel used?
I was used for a kiss.
But you weren't used because you also kissed him.
Well, but then, sister, we have to keep moving on. Okay. We're running out of time.
Okay.
There's a lot of depth to this situation. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I can't say this, I don't think.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in Sylvie and Chloe's TDC applications, Matthew O'Connor did
apply.
Did write, what did he say about me again?
I don't know the actual verbiage, but I do remember it being along the lines of, the most embarrassing thing he's ever done was this situation.
Mm-hmm. Was that burlesque after
party? Yeah.
And I relate.
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys can come together on something.
Personally, I don't like you, though. Because I think it just opened my eyes to me not enjoying his presence for a while. Mm-hmm. But that's where I'll leave it, unless you have more questions.
Well, actually, he has some questions for you.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
He sent in...
Hi, Matthew, if you're listening. I stand by whatever I said.
He sent in a video of a bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. We'll maybe just go through them very quickly.
Okay.
Okay. Number one. The end of sophomore year, he says, you were undeniably a twink.
Okay.
But when you returned junior year, you somehow gained 30 pounds of muscle mass. Mm. Please explain how this is possible without steroids. That was his first question.
So I wouldn't say it was 30 pounds, but I definitely did put my all into going to the gym.
Yeah.
No steroids were used. I did use like pre-workout and a little bit of creatine, but that's the max. That's the extent of which I use supplements. I wouldn't consider that.
Okay, question number two. This is my favorite one.
Okay.
He said, kiss, marry, kill, mm-hmm. him, Matthew O'Connor, Nick, and Alex Robinson.
Could you restate the question?
Kiss, marry, kill, Matthew O'Connor, Nick, the ATO guy, mm-hmm. and Alex Robinson.
Are we referring to... like kiss as an actually kiss or kiss as
in... Kiss as in the normal question.
Okay. I would kiss Alex Robinson. I would marry Nick in a non... Can I say sexual? In a non-romantic way. And then I would kill you, Matthew O'Connor.
Okay, wow. Question number three. This is in reference also to Mikey Cox. Mikey Cox once said that he wanted a serious relationship with you.
Did he really?
Yeah, fair. But you did not want a serious relationship with him.
Well, this was never brought up to me.
Well, this is what I guess apparently he told Matthew. So yeah, anything more you want to say on that than powerful. You've already said?
Maybe start showering.
Ooh.
All right. Sorry. This is, well, we've already referenced this too. He said, why did you pick me up and make out with me at the burlesque after party?
I wouldn't do it again. I was in an incoherent state.
It's not really an answer to the question, though.
And I think I just wanted a kiss at the time. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I do feed off of people wanting me. And it seemed like he wanted me at the time. And, well, as you could see on Craigslist, I'll give it out to anyone, so.
This one, I don't fully know if this is shady or he just is wondering.
Mm-hmm.
He says, do you picture yourself getting married and having children?
Oh, this is shady.
I don't want children. And honestly, I don't picture myself getting married. I'd rather have, maybe, 10 years in. Like, get married, but, marriage isn't a big thing for me at all. I'd be happy with just, a forever, relationship. I feel like sometimes when you get married, the relationship goes stale. But, yeah, who knows? Mm. When you age, you grow, so this opinion could change. But I don't think I'll ever want children because they do really give me the ick.
Okay, his last question, we've already addressed this. He just said, time for you to come clean. Did you or did you not rush ATO?
I did.
For the sole purpose of getting
I didn't do that, but I did rush ATO.
And I've just been texted in by, not Matthew, but by one of your abroad friends.
Oh, okay.
Ayla.
Ayla.
Who has helped me very generously on on some of our later conversations.
Okay.
She said, also, kiss, marry, kill Nick, Theo, and Paul. I don't know who those people are.
Yeah, I'm going to kill all of them.
Okay.
So we're going to move on. I mean, just like, they're just three straight men that we were friends with. And
and kill all of them.
I mean, maybe I would marry Nick because I feel like we could like have fun like as like a bestie duo.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm sorry, Theo and Paul.
Well, now I think it's time for you to do something that I don't think you like doing very much, which is read.
I was really hoping you guys would read it for me.
All of our guests have to read the PSA. Yeah. So he's got to pick one.
Sorry.
Okay.
Pick let me a read short the shortest one, maybe.
Yeah. How are we doing on time?
We're pretty good. We're going to keep chucking.
Okay.
We have a lot of content.
We have a lot of content, and we're not going to get through it all. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're just pick your favorite things.
Deciding.
Okay. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs.
Oof.
54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. 0.
Oh.
A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Mm. Wow, you picked a great one.
Ironic.
Two quick
isn't
facts.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, moving on, as we just mentioned, one of your broad friends was texting me.
Yeah, I love you, girl.
And I think it's now time for our Dublin segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
can go through this quick, possibly.
Yeah. I think first things first, one of the worst things you've ever done is...
Worst? Wow, okay.
Do you have any idea what we're going to bring up?
I have a possible... I might, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel bad about, like, getting with people who are roommates?
Oh, okay. This isn't what I thought you were going to bring up. In this situation, I do really not feel... I don't feel any guilt.
You don't feel guilt about that at all?
No.
Well, do you want to tell this story?
Yeah, so... in Ireland, you know what? It was a new place, and I said, I'm going to have as much fun as I want. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. I hope I could say hell. And so I matched with this one guy, and I went over, and it was chill. We played, like, video games or whatever. Pleasured me.
No, I can't say that. Just like say you had a good time.
We had a good time in the bedroom. And
ooh, sorry, guy.
Maybe Matteo.
All right.
He was Italian. Mm. And so he had a roommate that was like walking around. it does sound really bad. And he was confiding in me and telling him that, like, wow, this is so bad. That, you know, like, his roommate is always, like, getting with the people that he's trying to talk to, and that, like, his roommate takes everything from him, da 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 da.
It's a bad roommate relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of animosity.
Yeah.
So, I did see the roommate and
secretly
it was secret, and he was downstairs, and it seemed like he could hear. And I was texting him that I was just using him for weed, which that was mostly the case because I had run out by this time.
So Matteo knew you were in the house.
Matteo knew I was in the house, but I was telling him that it was I was using him, and I would never do anything in that sort of way. The question remains if I did do anything a certain type of way. But after I was done, I left, and I see Matteo on the side of the street, like, smoking a cig, and he's like, I can't believe you do that. I was like, I promise I didn't do anything. Like, he's so ugly, da 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 da. Like, I was just like really like dogging on this roommate. And so the moral of the story is that I left that situation with having Matteo's trust. And he was like,
so you lied straight to his face.
I did lie straight to his face, and I am sorry about that, but it was a really good experience to get out of my system.
For the roommate, or like because you did something wrong?
I think I've just always wanted to be in like a taboo situation like that where I've done something wrong. And now that I've gotten that out of my system, I don't have to do it again.
Do you think everyone should do something evil in their life?
I wouldn't say it's evil. I mean, it was, I would say it's morally questionable.
Yeah.
I would say evil is killing. I would say evil is... I mean, I don't think that like a little lie... Well, it's kind of a big lie.
And, well, and didn't he text you again to like hang out with you again after you lied straight to his face?
Oh, no, actually, I did hang out with him again.
You did?
And we did go to the bedroom.
You and Mateo.
Mm-hmm. And he did a really good job.
Well, he probably had to make up for, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
The lack in his
Who did you have more fun with? The roommate or Mateo?
I definitely had more fun with Mateo.
But you just wanted to have the roommate just because it was taboo.
Yeah. I'm going to be real. The only reason I did it was to be like for the taboo-ness. Wow.
And Mateo still believed you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mateo.
Kind of almost on him at this point.
Yeah, at this point. Fool me once, you know. Yeah. Shame on shame you.
Like low-key. Like not to victim blame, but come on now.
Well, okay. Story number two.
Okay.
We can go through this very quickly.
Okay.
So you saw Beyonce in concert.
I did see Beyonce
on her Cowboy Carter tour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you buy the tickets?
I literally don't know how I could say this in a PG way.
Just say like, you know.
So I had taken a pill of some sorts that makes you really happy. Mm. And it was my first time doing it. Mm. And as I was laying on my bed buying these Beyonce tickets,
you were with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you were buying the Beyonce tickets while he was there.
While he was there?
Yeah. Well, what was he doing while you were buying the Beyonce tickets?
Once again, I don't know how to say this. It's very explicit. But it was an experience, and I cherish experiences.
Mm. Yeah, and would you just do that again if Beyonce tickets were coming out again and you were with another singer?
I don't think that experience would ever be like it could ever happen again. I mean, like it was literally just like the circumstances because I was like already seeing him, and I was like, okay, well, I have to buy Beyonce tickets, so you could either leave or you can like just like do whatever. Like I was not paying him any attention. Like the intention was not to do things with him while I was buying Beyonce tickets, but I was already tripping. So, you know, sometimes a hole opens.
Well, hold it open.
Wow.
So, but I bought the Beyonce tickets. So at the end of the day, I win.
That's beautiful. And you did win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not the only time there has been a transaction while you were... with you know, men in your room and
I could quickly do this one. I was once paid, I think it was $150 to have someone watch me shower.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been paid for things like that?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, maybe two. I think two.
Okay. Do you feel like morally wrong at all when you're like, you know, you're just like meeting up with a guy, then he's like, oh, I'll pay you, and you're like,
yeah. Well, I would only meet up with them if they were paying. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not to be like a go shaming, but a go. And I wouldn't touch it with a 6-foot pole, but well, it, did. Sorry,
well,
he,
well, you did
problematic. Well, no, I didn't touch. He watched me through the shower.
Okay. Mm. Perfect.
And I had a shower anyway, so I made some money doing my business.
Yeah.
Yeah. This story is one that was given from Isla.
Okay.
As well. I'm not sure if you maybe even know it.
Let's hear.
I lost the audio recording to this. Okay. Which was very disappointing to me, so I'm going to tell it as great as possible.
Okay.
You were in Croatia on a trip abroad.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're outside of a club, and this guy who's from Croatia started going up to her, and she's Pakistani, and this man went up to her and was like just saying a lot of really racist things, saying a lot of horrible things about like Hispanic people, you know, just being like a really awful guy. And a couple minutes later, like, you guys go back into the club. You're like, oh, like, it's fun. Like, I'm trying to, like, forget all of the horrible things that happen outside.
Yeah.
She says 5 minutes later, she turned around and you were making out with this man.
I was doing that.
You remember this.
Yeah, I was very passionately making out with him.
Wow. Why would you do that? Actually, why would you do that?
So, well, okay, that's, I mean, like, the situation is questionable because it, I mean, neither of us were I think, in the state to realize, like, what the fuck was happening. Like, after the fact, it was like, wow, that was actually crazy that I just did that. But she was like, you should go for it. She was egging
me
on.
She said that, really?
Yes. Mm.
That was not included when she told us the story.
Was that a joke or, like...
I can't tell. I mean, but I was on Adderall at the time, and the Adderall didn't do good things to my brain, I would say.
Yeah. Was he cute?
He was really,
really
cute.
Really? Okay. I mean, it was really But do you think that, like, kind of makes it... It makes it better.
It was definitely
like
a, it was,
more attractive.
It was a bad choice. It was a bad choice. I don't think he meant it, like, with malice in his heart. It seemed like it was... Well, because it was, it might have been,
she
like, a translational error.
She said that he called her Kamala Harris.
There's a good chance that he did say that. But his friend was lovely, so I was real, and I was talking to her, his friend. Like, I didn't hear everything was that was happening. So for more context, I did hear some things, but I didn't hear like the really bad stuff until afterwards. But I was still told that I can go for it. But I was talking to his friend who was lovely, and I was like, "Oh my god, she's so lovely! Like, you have such a hot friend." And her friend was trying to set me up with her friend, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" But if I could go back.
Wow.
Would you still do it?
I think that's a yes.
I don't think I would.
He would.
I think he would.
There's
I think
a chance.
I think he would.
I mean, it really depends on, like, if my friend was, like, really, like this is not, like, it...
That really hurt me, like, that, you know, it's...
Yeah, it, like, if it was, like, actually, like, a very, like, serious situation, I would, of course, not. But we were kind of laughing at it. So
that makes it okay.
Well,
and that's also your place to be saying that it was okay as a white man.
Yeah,
it really is a bad power dynamic. You know, this isn't one of my highest moments. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the final story that we've known about, and she's sent us more details on, is about Berlin. And your experiences in Berlin.
So we all know, Isla just texted me and said, he was really cute, it's okay.
Okay,
you,
well,
Isla.
She's backtracking.
I'm sorry that this happened. Wow. You know I would die for you. Mm. Okay, continue.
Yes. Your experience in Berlin, where...
Okay, yeah. Like, I mean, this experience, I could literally not tell you one thing that happened. I don't remember a single thing to this day. But at the pregame, I did start crying listening to Pretty Hurts on the TV, like the music video. And that should have been my sign to not go out.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. Well, the story is, as what you've told me, is that you were out with all your friends in Berlin. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, you ran away. None of them knew where you went. Mm-hmm. And as Isla says in her audio message, it was like the scariest moment of one of the scariest moments of her life. Like, nobody knew where you were. They were trying to search for you. Like, I think like your location wasn't working or turned it off or something. Mm-hmm. You somehow Ubered like two blocks away. Mm-hmm. Like, the Uber was not very long.
Yeah.
You ended up unconscious outside of a bar, and these two women brought you in and took care of you, and then eventually they like got your phone, texted your friends, and like you know, helped your friends find you. Is that kind of the gist of the story?
Yeah, so I am forever indebted to these two beautiful women. My friend referred to one of them as the angel with the orange eyes.
Yeah.
And like the thing that like makes me like little like tear up a little bit is that like my friends were like, you had no reason to do this, like, thank you so much. And they were like, oh, well, we look out for your own, because they were two trans women. And forever I am indebted to the trans community because of this. You saved my life.
Beautiful.
But to my friend who did leave me, so the fact is that to me and my friend did not get into the club, and then the rest of them did. And so what has been deducted is that the friend who didn't make it out, like, in, was who was outside with me, left me, and I no longer have any respect for you, Brayden.
Wow. Brayden. Are you guys still friends?
I mean, I didn't like really put it together that I was wronged,
but now it's, you're seeing the light.
But then after a situation that happened in Rome, which I don't need to get into your drama, Brayden, but I really don't have any friendship with her anymore.
Wow. Well, I don't know if I can move through an audio recording. Oh, I can. I would just like to add some context to the Berlin story that we didn't know about before, that I find very entertaining.
I'm excited to hear.
Jacket off, and then the only way to calm him down was to play Bongos by I believe Cardi B.
And Megan Thee Stallion.
And then he woke up in the Airbnb at 4 a.m. drowning himself in our bathroom because he fell asleep in the shower with all of his clothes on, and he put all of our towels and toiletry bags in the shower as well. So they were all filled up with water, and then we walked in there in the morning, and the entire bathroom was covered in water. There's another one.
This did happen.
Can you speak to why you did that?
So I mean, once again, I thought I was fine because I remember like I remember getting home and like being on the couch and like going to bed, and then I wake up, like so the shower did not have a door. It was like one of those like European like showers where like it'll like hit the whole floor if you keep it running.
Yeah.
And so I wake up like I'm on the Titanic, like underneath water. I'm laying on the floor in water. And I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? So I turn the water off, and then I immediately start like trying to sop up the water, but it was so much water. So I threw all the things that like I could find, any piece of fabric on the floor to sop it up. And so like I guess somehow some of the makeup bags might have fell on the floor. Like I don't think it was intentional that I brought in the shower because it had just like fallen onto the floor near the sink. I'm assuming I was like trying to like claw my way up. And the makeup bags did fill with water, I guess, because it was in the Titanic. I mean,
yeah. And then you fell back asleep in the shower?
No, I think I went back to bed because I did wake up on the couch.
Okay.
So a part of me like did think it might have been a dream.
No, it was.
But then when we saw the bathroom the next day, it was not a dream.
It was not a dream.
But no one knew this happened because I did this silently.
Well, she said that she knew.
Well, because I told everyone afterwards. Because how do you explain that everything is soaking wet in the bathroom without telling them your story?
No, probably not.
So.
Wow.
Well, that was a beautiful little trip that we took to abroad.
I love abroad. I miss
it. Would you do all those same things again?
I really do think it changed my life. Berlin. Oh, hold on, wait. Drag Brayden. Yeah, I will drag Brayden again. That was Isla texting me. Mm. Well, I'm glad for all the experiences that I had. Mm. I do think I literally experienced ego death during Berlin. And I am a changed person because of it. You will literally never catch me slipping, well, besides the current moment. But I really try my best to send myself home if I can when I'm not having a good, when not, I'm not doing a good time. But I know a story that's about to be brought up, and Julia, I am so sorry that I threw up on your leg outside of their house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really know what happened. I blame them for poisoning me with their Blue Lagoon drink.
You made the drink, Joey. You were there. You poured
all of the
ingredients.
I was just listening. The thing is, I'm a worker bee. I listen. I'm not a director.
He's there for the coin. Yeah. Well, okay, this is the next, I think, and final segment that we'll have before we do some of our more iconic questions.
Okay.
I'm just going to read off all these stories because we don't have enough time for you to tell
really,
them.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, we're really getting to the end of the wire. These are what I call your vomit stories.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. We have many of them here. Wow. I'm just going to list all of them, and then I want you to, you can rank them at the end, or you can at least say, like, the best and the worst.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of all of them. Number one, this one was given to us by Kaylee. She said freshman year, you were, you know, not yourself, and you dragged the hall trash bin into your room to throw up in. Mm-hmm. But the next day, we just found him in the trash can, and he had fallen in it and fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That did
happen.
That's number one.
Wow.
Number two is something that we just discovered recently, that last year you vomited on your mattress topper. And now you just, it lives in the room next to your bedroom, and it's never been cleaned, and it just is sitting there for over a year with vomit on it.
I mean, it seeped through. I had sheets on the bed, of course, and those caught most of the vomit, but some of it did seep onto the mattress topper, and I couldn't handle it, so I got rid of it.
Yeah. Have you been in that room since?
No.
It's just sitting there.
Might die if you go in.
Okay, number three is the time that you threw up your nose piercing, and now you don't have a nose piercing anymore. And number four was the aforementioned Julia Yu story, where at our most recent party, you projectile vomited on our front porch and on Julia Yu's leg, and then you ran home. You found scrapes on your hands the next morning. And then you also had thrown up all over your bathroom, everywhere in the bathroom, and also all over your computer, and your keyboard wasn't working.
I did do that.
So those are all the stories that we have.
Mm-hmm. So two and three are actually the same night, fun fact.
The... mattress topper the mattress and the topper? Nose ring?
And the nose ring, yes.
Wow.
There was one that I was surprised. Oh, yeah. So a big reason why me and Mikey ended things is because he did nurse me back to health during Halloween weekend.
That's true.
And then he held it over my head creepily. Like, he was like, well, I took care of you, so like he expected something from me, and I didn't really like that at the time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was kind of being youthful.
Yeah.
And it was very immature, I would say, how I responded to it. Because he did take care of me, but I didn't like how he responded to it. But the best experience was, what was the first one again?
The
when you fell in the trash can.
Yeah, I'd probably say the trash can because I didn't actually vomit that day.
Mm. You just fell in.
I was getting that head rush. Mm. I mean, come on now. And worst is because of the damage it caused was Julia's leg.
Yeah, but she stayed at the party.
She stayed. I don't really know.
I mean, that's beautiful.
She dealt with the
vomit. I literally have no.
She like went to her bathroom and kind of cleaned off.
Memory of this occurring. Which is I'm so thankful for because I don't think I could live with myself if I could like
I will say that Chloe and I did have to clean the vomit off our and I'm really next sorry day, about and that. It was blue.
Well, the Blue Lagoon.
So, yeah.
Okay, two more quick things before we do our final questions.
Okay.
Number one, you once said that you would rather kill yourself. I don't know if I can say that. Okay. Than never have a hot dog again. Do you stand by that?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you name the last like fruit or vegetable you've had and when it was?
I had blackberries yesterday.
It's true. Beautiful. We were there.
What about vegetable?
Oof.
I was on a lobster roll tail. I mean, I was on a food tour yesterday with my mother, and we had like a third of a lobster roll, and there was some celery on it.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
Well, arguably the least nutritious vegetable.
XOXO. Well, you said the last. You said the last. Yeah. Continue now.
Okay. Well, finally, for our final question, just quickly, can you imagine an apple?
I can't do that. I have aphantasia.
Wow.
So I'm just being clowned.
So
right
if you ask Joey to imagine anything, he can't.
He can't.
Mm-hmm. He had a seizure when he was a kid, and we can't imagine it.
I have so much lore.
Do you think that you could ever get that skill back?
Yeah, I really want to do
maybe a second seizure.
I want to have mushrooms, and not in a allegedly not in a drug way, just
in a veggie way. You need to get your veggies.
I need to get my veggies. Yeah, but yeah.
Well, final question in our last 2 minutes, and I'm just going to say this now, so in case we run out of time, this is 91.5 FM WMFO for Test Street from Radio. Final question for Joey's in the hot seat episode, very special episode. Can you please rank the LGBT?
Of course, yeah. So T is going to go on top, as I said. I'm in forever indebted to the community. And then I'm going to go L, G, and then B on the bottom because I can't be a part of you, even though I really wanted to for a while.
What about Pan?
You said LGBT.
Well, do you want to include it or no?
No. But you're included, of course. I don't know where I would rank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, as we wrap up in this last minute, anything you want to leave us with?
I do. I want to apologize to Mia P for everything I've said. To be fair, I really didn't say a lot, but I did.
That was unexpected.
Run my mouth in front of Alex. What's his last name?
Robinson.
About how I didn't appreciate how she ran TDC, and to that I was bitter because I did not get selected for the TDC e-board, and I was upset about a situation that had happened to my friend, and I had taken that personally when I really should not have. But the person that I really should have taken my anger out is Theo K. I could not tell you how do you pronounce his last name?
Cowbish.
Yeah, Theo. I do. At the end of the day, I think you're the biggest loser on the Tufts campus. I don't like how you treat women, and I would go as far to say that you're slightly homophobic with, because one time you called me a mean gay, and I may be mean and I may be gay, but there's no reason for you to be combining those words yourself. I feel as though you...